This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Taking a break here for the rest of this week, as my custom is here on this radio program. We play a couple of days of teaching out of the book of Acts. That's where we're at right now. And then I share with you one of the Sunday sermons from the church that I pastor, which is Island Community Church. And this sermon is from a series I just wrapped up last week, a short series in the book of Revelation. We looked at the seven churches of Revelation, and we looked at chapter 13, the Antichrist, which I called the Great Deceiver. And then last week, the False Prophet, I called Son of Deceiver. Guess that's my old affinity for horror movies, because I can't help but think of Frankenstein when I think of this guy terrorizing the countryside. And have you heard that sermon yet? It's uploaded at my website at WGODradio.com or on the Facebook page as well, WGOD Radio. Look for that sermon, that podcast, Son of Deceiver or the Great Deceiver. What an intimidating thing to think. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names aren't written in the book of life or the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. What a thing. Maybe your son, maybe your daughter, maybe your mother or father, friend. This is a wake-up call. This is the greatest evangelical call and rise to action in all of the Bible. All that dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names aren't written in the book, even those that don't give a rip about religion. I've met many people, oh, religion is a crutch for weak people. Even them, even those from the Madison, Wisconsin based, as they like to call themselves, Freedom From Religion Foundation, they're going to worship this guy. This should be a wake-up call for us. Now, today, we're going to hear today, Thursday, and Friday, a sermon I preached a little while ago. We're looking at the persecuted church of Smyrna with the famous bishop of this church, whose name was Polycarp. Here's part one of this message now.
Now, before we get started with this church, let's consider persecution. So please don't think, as we look at this church, that this was just for them or for that age only, because it's not. Persecution is coming, and it's coming to this country as well. In many ways, it's already here. We just don't slow down long enough to contemplate it. Imagine Christians persecuted in the United States of America for their faith. Who would have ever thought it? Losing your business because of your faith is one thing. Losing your head because of your faith is another. And yet this is happening to our brothers all around the world. Within a few years, should the Lord tarry, churches across America will be forced to close their doors for standing up and defending the gospel, or fall in line, which many of the churches are doing anyway. They just fall in line and just go along. They drink the Kool-Aid and say, no problem. So remember that as we look at the persecuted church today and as we look at what happened to these saints in Smyrna here in just a few minutes, that what happened to them very well can happen to you as well. All right, the persecuted church is not just one church 2,000 years ago. I say to you, the persecuted church is here among us today. Here's what I've learned as I go on through this. I've always thought each one of these seven churches was specific to just one age. You know, Ephesus, we looked at, was the loveless church, and now we got the persecuted church and the compromising church. There's a little bit of every one of these all around us here today. There's what to do if you've left your first love throughout the ages, what you do. You repent and you get it back. You go back to what you were doing before. If you're in a persecuted church, we're going to follow these instructions. If you're in a compromising church, we're going to follow those instructions. If you're in a lukewarm church, you'll follow those instructions. Not so much this only applies to one age. I think the persecuted church is here again. For our brothers around the country, it's already here. Let's pray. Lord, we pray right now for our brothers. Many listen to this podcast and are going to listen to this sermon today. That if they're caught listening to this, are going to die. We lift them up. Lord, we pray you'd go with them in the fire. Lead them, give them strength. Give them strength in the face of horrific persecution, not to deny you and to persevere until the end. It's easy for us to say we won't deny you. We pray for our brothers that are persecuted right now, that you'd go with them in the fire. They see a fourth man. The fourth man looks like you, Son of Man. Lord, give them strength. Speak to us through your word now, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now today, as I said, we're looking at this persecuted church. The mailman's now going north 35 miles from Ephesus and delivering a letter to these seven pastors, the spiritual leaders of these seven churches. Except these letters of instruction and encouragement and correction, now they're coming from the very Son of God himself. So what's the history of Smyrna? Now Smyrna was where someone named Polycarp was the bishop or pastor. Now, Smyrna also was the center of emperor worship. Right, believe it or not, they worshiped the emperor of Rome. See, it's just like today. But today they call him the Pope. You doubt me? The man goes by the name of Holy Father. And people bow down to him and kiss his ring. Except he doesn't kill you today if you don't. Anyway, imagine being a Christian. Or imagine being a church or a Christian in a place like this. Where you will bow down and worship the emperor or be horribly killed. So as history has it, this man Polycarp, the pastor of this church, they tried to do exactly that to him. They tried to get him to deny Christ and to bow down to the emperor. And they said to him, they said, swear by the genius of Caesar. Now, as history has it, Polycarp answered the Christian haters with this comment. He said this. He said, 86 years have I served him, and he's done me no harm. Or he's done me no wrong. Then he said this, bring forth what thou wilt. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Bring forth what thou wilt. This needs to be our attitude today, right? Esposito, don't preach that message in this church. That's hate speech. Hey, 20 and 5 years I've served him. He's done me no wrong. Bring forth what thou wilt. Or some crazy Muslim busts through the front door and says, are there any Christians here? Now, you can fill in the first part of that blank yourself. I know Ron, he's not here today. He's 83. How old are you, Roy? How old's Roy, Donna? 84. Young guy. This guy's got a year or two on you. One note I have says he was 86. The quote says 85 years. I guess he was one when he started serving him. We'll give him a year. 86 years have I served him, and he's done me no wrong. Bring forth what thou wilt. This is the kind of attitude that we need to have. Now, some 50 years before this happened to Polycarp, the Lord Jesus dictates a letter to the intended pastor of this church at Smyrna. Smyrna, like Ephesus, was a proud and beautiful city. Smyrna also had earned the right to be self-governing, had a large library, a stadium, and the largest public theater in Asia. Mount Pagus rose above the harbor with an acropolis built on it that was considered the city's crown. A famous golden street traversed the city with a temple of Zeus on one end and a temple to a local goddess, Cyplene, at the other end. Other temples were in the city too. Apollo had one. Asclepius had one. Aphrodite also had a temple. All these were in this city. Now, perhaps even more important, the city had become the center for cult emperor worship. Now, Smyrna received permission to build a temple to the emperor Tiberius in 23 BC. Under the emperor Domitian, emperor worship was required for all Roman citizens. Those who refused could receive the death penalty. Once a year, all citizens were required to burn incense on an altar to Caesar, after which they would receive a certificate proving that they had done their civil duty. While this was more of an act of a political loyalty than a religious act, the citizen had to say, while burning the incense, "Caesar is Lord." Many Christians considered this a blasphemous act and refused to do it.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.
And my rock, my hope for life, my hiding place, my refuge and my God. In you I found my home, my shelter from the storm, and I'll pour out my heart to you and lean upon your throne. I will put my trust in you.